Northeast Mississippi Community College proudly presents the longest-running community college podcast in the state of Mississippi, Tiger Talk. Tune in each week as Northeast President Dr. Ricky Ford talks about all things Northeast, from academics to career and tech to workforce and all things in between. It's Tiger Talk. And now, Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Tiger Talk with President Dr. Ricky Ford and myself, Liz Rourke. We can't wait to share with you all of the great things going on at Northeast Mississippi Community College. President Ford, how are you today?
It's great, great. Looking forward to a great week.
Awesome. You know, coming in this morning, we got a busy week ahead, but it's a fun busy week. We have so many big things that are going on campus that I can't wait for you to share with everyone. Starting off with all the craziness going on, we had our first of three Northeast Nows last Friday. For everyone who doesn't know, what is Northeast Now and how does it benefit all of our local high school seniors?
Well, great. That's a great question, and I'm pleased to get out this information to everybody, because a lot of people don't know about Northeast Now and what it involves. And what it does, it gives the high school seniors, our local high school seniors, an opportunity to come to a college campus and to not only see the normal day-to-day activities of a college campus and what it's like to be a college student, but the most important part of it is they get to come to the campus and they get to visit with things and areas that they're interested in. And they get to actually walk through those things and also see a lot of the student activities that go on with their Tiger Band, with their dancers, our cheerleaders will perform for them. And then also we get our instructors that perform an experiment in front of them, which is very exciting to me. I really like that part of it. And it gets the students, high school students, involved in that. But it's just an opportunity for the high school seniors to come out and explore all the avenues, all the careers that are out there available to them, and then actually go into the classroom, actually go into the area that they're interested in and ask questions and those type things. And as I indicated to those seniors out there Friday, you know, if they see something they're interested in and they don't explore enough of it, then they can give us a call and come back for a personalized tour of whatever it might be. So it's an opportunity to see what we're doing here at Northeast and see what careers are available for them. And it gives us an opportunity to present Northeast to our area high school seniors.
Awesome. And if you're a high school senior listening to this, or a student who doesn't have the opportunity to come to Northeast Now but wants to see campus and wants to get a look at different programs and majors that we offer, you can email Ms. Georgie Carroll, who is the director of our recruiting department. Her email is gecarroll@nemcc.edu. So we're preparing for a huge day on campus. Can you tell everyone about what will be going on this upcoming Saturday, October 1st?
Well, October the 1st, we call it the band festival, we call it the band competition, we call it the regional band competition. So it has a lot of different names to it. But what it involves, I think we have 30 plus high school bands from all across Northeast Mississippi and Tennessee and Alabama that will come in and compete in different areas. So it's a great opportunity for those bands to come in preparation for their state band competition. But it's a great day for, first of all, our Northeast band to recruit students for the Northeast Tiger Band. But it's also a great opportunity for us to bring students onto campus that are in the ninth grade on up through seniors and give them an opportunity to see the campus and see the great things that we have going on here at Northeast. It's also a great opportunity for the town of Boonville, because a lot of visitors, I really don't have a number, but I'm thinking somewhere in the range of 10,000 people will come in here Saturday, which means that when they come in, they're going to be eating in the restaurants, they're going to be buying gas, they're going to be hitting the convenience stores, they're going to be doing a lot of business here in Boonville. So it's a great economic factor for the city of Boonville. But the biggest thing is that we get a large number of students here on campus. They get to perform and they get to watch that, and that's a great thing for them, and they get to experience college life while that they're here and see the college campus. So it's a win-win-win situation for everybody, because it's just a great day. It's a busy day for us. We will start early in the morning, about 6 a.m., and we'll go till midnight on Saturday night. So it's a full day for our employees and our volunteers here on campus, but everybody jumps on board and does a part and takes a part in it. And it's just a great day for Northeast and for our area high schools.
And that's what, you know, coming in from the faculty side and the staff side of this, you get to see how much of a family Northeast is to each other. At this band competition, you'll see faculty and staff members from all different departments and all different areas come to help our music department put on this event. And we would just like to thank everyone who takes part in that and makes this event happen and helps the Northeast family. So now to everyone's favorite part of the week, can you tell us the Northeast news?
Well, we have a lot of activities and a lot of things going on. As you mentioned, this week is a very, very busy week in all areas of the college. I guess I can start first with athletics. We just finished up a homecoming week, and it was outstanding and very successful. Football is right in the middle of the season. It was a big homecoming win last week over Mississippi Delta, 31-0. We actually go on the road this week to Holmes on Thursday night, September the 29th. Our softball, baseball, tennis, and golf are all involved in their fall season, so they're busy playing those games. Men and women basketball will begin their official team practice on October the 1st. Which is this Saturday, and we'll have a Meet the Tigers night coming up soon, which we'll talk more about that. Some instruction updates. We have a college transfer day, which is October the 4th from 10 to 2 p.m. around the fountain. We have about 21 colleges that are scheduled to attend. Northeast, we mentioned the Northeast Regional Marching Band Championship at Tiger Stadium on October the 1st. Students can still enroll at online classes. Short-term 2 classes begin Monday, October the 17th. So if you still want to enroll in classes, you can still do that. Respiratory site visit will be November the 7th and 8th. The advising month begins October the 3rd. Priority restoration will be November the 11th. English and foreign language curriculum alignment will begin September the 30th. Some really quick facilities updates that we have. The roof in New Albany is almost complete. We've painted the rails and the doors at Wood Hall. That's almost complete. That's a much-needed facelift. Yarbrough Hall, we've had a structural engineer come by and look at the northeast corner of it. The good news is that the building is structurally sound. We will look at where erosion has caused the building to maybe settle some on that corner. Homecoming week was busy but very successful. The facilities staff did a tremendous job with all the events set up. HVAC kept us all comfortable during that excessive heat that we had. Our landscaping crew did a great job of decorations, placement of flowers, and those type things. We're waiting on the Bureau of Buildings to approve a plan submitted a few weeks ago in Seth Pounds Auditorium. And the good news is our outdoor classrooms are complete. It was a lot of nice comments about the pavilion at the football field that was used during homecoming. So these 3 additions have proven to be very beneficial for our students and also opportunities for us to have outdoor classrooms. So there's a lot going on. A lot of meetings this week scheduled with state officials and those type things. So it's an exciting thing going on at Northeast, which we consider to be the premier institution in the world. So again, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk podcast. If you or someone you know wants to further their education through academics, career and technical programs, or even continuing education and workforce, give Northeast a call at 1-800-555-2154. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Northeast Mississippi Community College. For more information about Northeast, visit www.nemcc.edu or follow the college on various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.